All of us in this world need hope, and I want to give you some hope today, but I want to give you some hope that will be lasting hope, and that is the God kind of hope. I want to make some confessions today, and you can make them along with me, of the God kind of hope working in your life. I want to start out with the first one and make this confession. God's hope is the supernatural hope that is now working in my life together with faith and love. The bad news of this world will not make me forget the power of God's hope and allowing it to work in my life. With God's hope, I am not afraid, and I get my hopes up for extraordinary things to happen. With God's hope, I have all the hope I need to live in this world every single day. God's hope gives me higher hope for a better outcome than any flimsy, false hope this world has to offer me. God's hope is able to change any hopeless situation that I face. With God's hope, I can intentionally expect and confidently look for something I fully expect to happen. God's hope gives me a burning up with expectant hope where there is no doubt at all that what I hope for is now mine. God's hope, God's love, and God's faith are the most powerful elements in the universe and in my world, and are the three eternal and living substance that run the kingdom of God, and they run my life. With God's hope, I am filled with joy and confident expectation. The moment I received Jesus as my Savior, I took on God's hope, faith, and love, and other spiritual forces that are characteristic of Christ. The Spirit of God came to live inside of me. My spirit was reborn to God's image, and God became the Father of my spirit. I took on the spiritual genes of my Heavenly Father, and these spiritual forces of hope, faith, and love gave me eternal life, Zoe life, the life of God that makes Him God. Thank God I have hope because I have God and His hope in me. I plant God's hope seed in my heart in the hopeless situations in my life, allowing it to grow in me, and it ends up becoming greater inside of me than the hopeless situations on the outside of me. I continue to give attention to my hope seed, feeding and watering it with the Word of God that energizes my hope and makes it stronger every single day. The Word of God planted in my heart has the supernatural ability to stir up inside of me a sense of expectancy for what God has promised me. I have such expectancy for these promises God has made me to show up in my life that I talk about them continually like they have already happened. Matthew 12:34 says, "For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and so I speak the hope of God into my life." I use the flawless system that never breaks down of God's hope, faith, and love, and call for the things I hope for that are not yet manifested in my life as though they already were, and see them come to pass. Like God and Abraham, I use God's hope, the blueprint of what I hope for, and couple it with faith that gives substance to the blueprint that is in my heart. With God's hope, I hope against all natural hope. I remain in faith. I consider not the negative, contrary, circumstantial evidence to my faith. I do not stagger at the promises of God to me through any unbelief, but I am fully persuaded. I am under the influence of faith. I am intoxicated with the word of faith, and I remain strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded what God has promised me, He is able to do it and will do it just for me. I have laid hold on God's hope, sinking my spiritual teeth into that hope, and I refuse to let go or give up on that hope that is now mine. God's hope and faith are working for me regardless of how I may feel, regardless of my circumstances, and regardless of what anyone else has to say about them. I continually, diligently lay hold of God's hope and stay in hope till the end, so that hope and faith continue to work out the situation the way I had hoped for. I refuse to allow my feelings, my emotions, to dictate my conversation, and make no exceptions at any time. I realize I'm not a civilian in the kingdom of God, but I am a warrior who fights the good fight to keep my thoughts on my hope, my God-given hope, and faith in any given situation. I speak to every negative thought and I say, absolutely not. I refuse to allow negative thoughts remain in my mind. I cast down every negative imagination that comes against my hope and faith in Jesus' name. I do not allow negative thoughts to bombard my mind, but I replace them with the Word of God. Guarding my mind, God's hope rises up in me, filled with faith and love, and brings forth the transaction in the realm of the Spirit for what I hope for. With hope arising in me, I know inside of me I have what I hope for. It's mine now, hallelujah. It's done. It's mine now. I'm confident of that. Using the forces of God's faith, hope, and love is the way all my needs are met and all impossible situations are changed. I continually get some power-packed pictures from the Word of God to keep the process of hope going in my life. I'm determined. I have made up my mind, and I am relentless to hold on to the pictures of hope the Bible has placed on the inside of me, and then faith makes those pictures as real on the outside of me as they were on the inside of me. Because I have God's hope that cannot ever fail me, I live a life of continual joy. Proverbs 13:12 tells me, when hope is crushed, the heart is crushed, but a wish come true fills you with joy. So I am filled with joy because my dreams, my hopes, my wishes are coming true. I will hope to the end for the divine favor that is coming to me now. I continually allow the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to paint some pictures of hope in me so that I have all the hope I need in order to see the things I pray, hope, dream, and desire come to pass. I am confident that by His power, He is able to carry out and do super abundantly far over and above all that I dare ask, believe, dream, or desire. I have pictures of hope on the inside of me that are creating extraordinary outcomes and an extraordinary destiny for me.